Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Thursday, June 17th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The U.S. Marshals Service is severely understaffed, and the number of threats directed at members of the judiciary has almost doubled. According to a newly released security audit from the Department of Justice's Inspector General, the Marshals Service is, quote, inadequate to fully meet its protective services obligations, and needs to add some 1,200 deputies to its roster to function properly. The report said the service had identified, quote, weaknesses in its judicial security capabilities, but was struggling to fund enhancements due to competing priorities. This was especially concerning given that security incidents jumped 89% from 2016 to 2019. A Microsoft shareholder is urging the company to investigate its sexual harassment policies in the wake of reports that billionaire founder Bill Gates pursued inappropriate relationships with employees. The shareholder said in a statement, quote, we urge Microsoft to independently investigate and confront these issues transparently, as sexual harassment and gender discrimination can harm shareholder value, resulting in higher turnover, lower productivity, increased absenteeism, and higher sick leave costs. New York City mayoral candidate and 2020 Democratic Party presidential primary candidate Andrew Yang promised to double the number of psychiatric care beds available to combat New York City's rising homeless population and violence during a debate Wednesday. Yang said, quote, we need to get them off our streets and our subways into a better environment. Yes, the mentally ill have rights, but you know who else has rights? We do. The people and families of the city. Yang's insensitive rhetoric, in turn, incensed his rivals. Scott Stringer said it was the, quote, greatest non-answer he heard that did not include any actual plans or details on how to care for the homeless. Nonetheless, the mayoral election's Democratic primary is scheduled for Tuesday. The Department of Justice has reportedly closed its criminal investigation into whether or not John Bolton leaked classified information in his memoir. It also ended its lawsuit to have Bolton forfeit any profits from the book to the DOJ. The settlement is the result of an internal review conducted by President Joe Biden's administration, which contended that former President Donald Trump acted politically in trying to keep Bolton quiet. It also concluded that, by allowing the lawsuit over profits to continue, it could unfairly embarrass the Trump administration by exposing those political tactics. Bolton, who served as Trump's national security advisor, faced backlash from the former president over his 2020 memoir, with Trump trying to get the White House and DOJ to shut down the publication of the book. In it, Bolton relayed tales of his time in the administration. A British woman who had an argument with her elderly husband filled a bucket from the garden with boiling water, mixed it with sugar, and then poured the concoction over the husband's body while he was sleeping. The 59-year-old woman of Neston in Cheshire was convicted this week of murdering her 81-year-old husband at their home last year. The detective chief inspector on the case said, quote, to throw boiling water over someone when they are asleep is absolutely horrific. To also mix 3 bags of sugar with the water showed the determination she had to cause serious harm. It becomes thicker and stickier and sinks into the skin better. The husband died of his injuries 5 weeks later. Victoria's Secret is finally trying to catch up with the times with a dramatic rebranding that will embrace athletes and women of varying sizes. At the center of the brand's overhaul is a group of women called the VS Collective, who will feature in ads and promotions on Instagram and also advise the brand in general. The group includes outspoken women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe, teen freestyle skier Eileen Gu, plus-size model and social justice advocate Paloma El Cesar, and Brazilian trans model Valentina Sampaio. The revamping comes after the company's hold on the market dwindled over the last few years, while the brand was accused of being outdated and dented by a series of scandals. including transphobic comments made by a former executive and the previous owner's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The company's new chief executive said in response to the overhaul, quote, "When the world was changing, we were too slow to respond. We needed to stop being about what men want and to be about what women want." Exactly. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.